It seems that the Daily Mail has picked up on a story and given itself the most inflammatory headline it could find to make people think more about those terrible, terrible asylum seekers. Quote, "It reminds you of 1930s Germany. Asylum seekers are forced, apparently, to live behind red doors in an apartheid move compared to the yellow stars the Nazis gave to the Jews." If I can just say, that is possibly one of the most inflammatory headlines I've heard in a long time. Apparently, asylum seekers have been, quote, forced to live in houses with red doors, thanks to a policy which has been compared to 1930s Germany, and they've launched an impassioned plea to be allowed to change the colour. Hundreds of refugees have been living in the instantly recognisable homes. The coloured doors make homes occupied by the refugees in poor areas of Middlesbrough easy to identify and have been blamed for numerous attacks in which people were victims of abuse from racist thugs. Asylum seeker Mohamed Bagir Bazava, 58, said that the home he lives in, which is owned by property firm Jomast, more about them later, has been targeted by local youths throwing eggs and bottles and prostitutes who knock on the windows in the middle of the night. He said, quote, "Everyone knows the red colour is Jomast. Change the colour, anything but red." Mr. Bezavi, who fled Iran 3 years ago, said neighbours whose homes did not have red doors were not targeted. A former local MP compared the red paint to the yellow stars that Jews were forced to wear in Nazi Germany. Ian Swales, previously Liberal Democrat MP for Redcar, said the doors were a mark of separation that reminds you of Germany in the 1930s. In February 2014, he confronted a G4S executive, yes, they rear their head again, over the issue during a parliamentary hearing, but the policy was not changed. After the latest revelations, Mr. Swales said, quote, "I thought it was shocking. I assumed the management of G4S would be equally shocked and would do something about it. To find out nearly 2 years later that nothing's been done is appalling." Andy McDonald, Middlesbrough's Labour MP, added the red doors were, quote, "a way of marking people out that is reprehensible." The Home Office has launched an urgent review into the issue and is due to issue a report within a few weeks. The properties are owned by Jomast. You remember I mentioned them earlier, and they are a subcontractor to G4S, owned by Stuart Monk, who is paid millions of pounds a year to provide accommodation for thousands of asylum seekers. According to the Sunday Times Rich List, Mr. Monk is worth an estimated £175 million. Asylum claimants at more than a dozen Middlesbrough addresses said that Jomast's red doors were an easy target for racists, and describes incidents including the smearing of dog excrement against doors and eggs and stones being thrown at windows. A National Front symbol was scratched into the front door of one house, another, and at another. Women cowered inside as thugs hurled racist jibes, calling them dirty women and shouting, "Get out of our country." Quote, "They put us behind red doors. When people see them, everyone knows it means asylum seekers. It's like saying, we're not the same as you," one man told The Times. An Afghan migrant said that when he and his housemate repainted their red door white, workers from Jomast said it was against company policy and painted it red again. Manthri Ram Singh, a refugee from Sri Lanka, said he and his family had suffered racial abuse on a weekly basis and he was also burgled by yobs. The 39-year-old came to Britain with his wife Sigarika and two children, aged 11 and 7. Because he feared for his life in his war-torn homeland. He said, quote, "I like it here. My wife and I volunteer at the local Methodist group. We feel part of the community, but sometimes we don't feel safe, and that is because of the red door on our home." We know that round here, if you see a red door, you know an asylum seeker is living in that house. It's made as a target for people who are racist. I have people banging on my door saying, we don't belong here 3 or 4 times a month. It's horrible and very disrespectful. One time we returned home and the laptop had been stolen and the door had been broken. I call the police every time something happens, but there is nothing they can do. He compared the red door policy to the Nazi Yellow Star, adding, I think there should be plans put in place to change the colour of the doors, and in the long term, to address the visa system. Bawav Ali and Hatam Jamavi, two young Iranians who fled on foot to the UK, now live with 6 other men in a small Middlesbrough home. Mr. Ali, who's 24, said, quote, I feel that living behind a red door will make us unsafe. We're worried about what will happen, as a lot of people do not like that we are from another country. It would make us feel a lot safer if our door was changed, as it would not make us stand out as much. He added, we are living in fear in our homes that we're going to be attacked, but that is still 200 times better than being in Iran. Mr. Jamavi, who's 18, added, everyone around here knows that if you have a red door, you are an asylum seeker. I'm worried people will shout words at us, call us names, or get more violent. A few asylum seekers insisted that they've not had problems with their neighbours, despite living in houses which have the distinctive red doors. Afghan Ajmal Kadari, who's 37, said, I like it here. I think they are wonderful people. Several neighbours expressed disgust at the way the asylum seekers had been targeted by yobs because of their red doors. Local resident Joan Wilson, 85, said, to put a marker on them like red doors is just wrong. I have lived on a street with many asylum seekers who come and go, but I can say they are the most welcoming and friendly people I've ever met. And Kenny Slater, 65, said he'd seen thugs shouting, get back to where you came from, to refugees who could be identified by their housing. James Brokenshire, the immigration minister, said that he was deeply concerned by the findings and announced an urgent audit of asylum seeker housing in the northeast. He added, I expect the highest standards from our contractors. If we find any evidence of discrimination against asylum seekers, it will be dealt with immediately, as any such behaviour will not be tolerated. Speaking in the House of Commons, the minister said, I've spoken to the CEO of G4S, and he has assured me neither they nor Joe Mast have a policy which states asylum seeker property should be identified in this way. Joe Mast does accept the company uses red paint across its portfolio of properties. A G4S director said that fewer than 20% of Joe Mast properties were used for asylum housing. A company source said that such houses had front doors of many colours. However, of 168 Joe Mast houses identified by the Times in 2 of Middlesbrough's poorest districts, 155 had red front doors. When reporters spoke to people living at 66 of the red door properties, it emerged that 62 were home to asylum seekers. Of the 4 non-asylum properties, 2 housed former asylum seekers and 2 were home to British citizens. Newcastle City Council is checking all the Joe Mast properties in the city which house asylum seekers to see whether they have the same red doors as in Middlesbrough. Joe Mast and G4S, which has the contractual duty to recognise that the safety and security of asylum seekers must not be jeopardised, have consistently denied that most asylum claimants in Middlesbrough are in properties with red doors. However, they have now agreed to repaint the doors with a variety of colours so that the people living there are not marked out so prominently. A spokesman for G4S said it was grotesque to equate the colours of certain exterior doors with the suggestion of enforced segregation or apartheid. He said, there is categorically no policy for G4S to house asylum seekers, especially in houses painted with red front doors. Our subcontractor, Joe Mast, has no policy to paint asylum seeker doors a particular colour, although they do accept that the majority of their doors for both private and asylum accommodation are painted red. Although we have received no complaints or requests on this issue from asylum seekers we house, in light of the concerns raised, Joe Mast has agreed to address the issue by repainting front doors in the area so that there is no predominant colour. Our asylum accommodation is inspected frequently by the Home Office and has been found to meet the required standards. Local resident Suzanne Fletcher said she had repeatedly tried to raise the issue over the past 4 years, but had been unable to persuade the contractors to change their policy. She told BBC Radio 4's Today programme, "In September 2012, we asked G4S if they would do something about the red doors, and they replied that they had no intention of doing anything about it." Miss Fletcher said the asylum seekers had been so worried that it marked them out for attacks. "The police obviously have done everything they can, but because asylum seekers are so vulnerable, they're frightened of jeopardising their case, things haven't always been reported." After the news of the asylum seekers' red doors came to light, campaigners were quick to condemn the policy. Labour MP Chuka Umna said, "If following the Home Office audit these claims are proven, this story is a scar on our country." Steve Simmons of Amnesty International UK added, quote, "The fact that asylum seekers can be identified by the colour of their front doors further stigmatises people who are already marginalised, and for many it could have echoes of the persecution they have fled." Lindsay Cross, who runs a refugee charity in the North East, said she was shocked that it didn't occur to anyone that it was a bad idea. "The asylum seekers are not allowed to work while they wait to find out whether they will be able to stay in Britain, but are given housing provided by private firms, but funded by the government, and an allowance of £37 a week. No matter where they enter the UK, they're distributed around the country to ensure that no one area gets too many." So, there you go. A multimillionaire has decided that they're going to repaint the red doors of some houses in Middlesbrough because apparently these people were being marked out for attacks simply because of the colour of their front door. I'd also like to add, though, that being somebody who's lived in council houses and private rented property all my life, sometimes, you know, you don't get a choice about the colour of your front door. The council used to come and just paint the doors, and that was that. You had no choice. And this seems to me to be the policy that's been going on here. They've bought bulk red paint and have decided that they're going to paint all their doors of their properties red. And it's as simple as that. However, this has been turned into a refugee, asylum seeker, fear porn type story by the Daily Mail, with its headline, "It reminds you of 1930s Germany. Asylum seekers are forced to live behind red doors in apartheid move compared to the yellow stars the Nazis gave to the Jews." I don't personally think that's the case at all. I think they just bought a whole load of red paint and decided that they were going to paint the doors of their properties in that colour. After all, they do own them. They can paint them any colour they like.